Esther Newton is here to talk about her book, My Butch Career, a Memoir, and give us her spin on her LGBTQ issues. Hi, Esther.
Hi.
Tell us about your book, My Butch Career, a Memoir.
It's the story of the first half of my life. I'm now coming up on 80, and so it goes up to my early 40s. And it's really about, in the broadest sense, challenges that faced my generation of middle-class lesbians, primarily, although there's lots about class differences in the lesbian world. And it's not the difficulty if you, at that time, wanted to have a career that is some kind of work that is paid by the year, as opposed to hourly, how impossible it was not just to be out as a gay person, a lesbian, but to accept yourself. I mean, maybe some people accepted themselves better. So overall, it's the problem of integrating one's lesbianism with having, in my case, an academic career. And it's also about some various love affairs that I had, and I really do try to describe them, not only their trajectory, but also the sex that we had, which to me is a very important issue.
What was your inspiration for writing it?
I had kept journals for a number of years, and so they were very instrumental in the material. The first inspiration was really a love affair that I had in France with a French woman that I write about. Two chapters in the book are about that. And I wanted to make a novel out of that experience, and the novel didn't work. And then later, in 1996, I did a big lecture that was in a PowerPoint form of a memoir. And people said, oh, this is so good, you have to write a memoir. So I did.
What do you hope to accomplish with this book?
I wanted to preserve my own personal history and that of my gay and lesbian generation. And very specifically, I wanted to make more room for butch lesbians. And I do address issues of trans men to butch lesbians. And I'm all for, you know, the more queers, the merrier. But I do feel that butch has a long and illustrious history. I'm proud of it. And so I want to make more options for women.
What do you hope to accomplish with your work?
First and foremost, probably, is my teaching that I did throughout my career, and I developed a women's studies program and an LGBT studies program at Purchase College, where I was for 35 years. And later on in my career, I had graduate students. And so that was a very important to me. I love teaching. The other part of it is my writing, and I hope with my writing to inspire other scholars and writers and people in general to love who they are, which was not an easy journey for me whatsoever. And I want to, as I said before, the identity of lesbian is very important to me. I fought for it very, very hard. So I've also done a lot of work on gay men as well, and I love gay men. Not all of them, but, you know, as a culture, you know, and also individuals that have been in my life.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in this Trump administration, especially with the 2020 election coming up?
Well, we're moving backwards. We're not moving forwards. He's trying to undo various ones of our accomplishments in order to keep evangelical votes. And so elect Democrats. Democrats, even if we're not a top issue for them, and I certainly haven't seen that debated or really coming up in the Democratic primary debates, except for Mayor Pete, but they are committed to our rights and letting us exist. I mean, I feel like that's in question now, again. So vote Democratic. Let's get the Senate. Let's elect one of those candidates. I would vote for any of them. You know, my favorite is Elizabeth Warren.
With LGBTQ teens already four times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids?
Well, I myself was bullied, as was everybody of my generation who was suspected to be gay or lesbian. And so that scarred me for life, to the point where I had various few breakdowns. And the worst part of it was the isolation. It was before the internet, of course. It was before, you know, I, for the longest time, didn't know anybody else that had my attitudes and desires. And so I would say to these kids, don't be isolated, and you have so many options that we did not have. You have the internet. You have that. Hopefully you have gay-straight alliances at your school, and you can get there. Don't end your life before it begins, because you can have a great life.
How can people get information about you and also about your book, My Butch Career Memoir?
They can go to my website, which is esther-newton@squarespace.com, and they can find out more about all my work, and my books are on Amazon, too.
What other projects are you working on?
Well, the most exciting one, I guess, although I'm excited about all of them, is a film that the documentary filmmaker Jean Carlomusto, who's also a lesbian and a friend of mine, she's making a documentary film about my life, and it's called Agility, A Portrait of Esther Newton, and she's shot most of it now. It's the editing that she's working on, so there's that. It's been fun being a film star, and I'm also about to start an art book with the lesbian photographer Eva Weiss, where we're going to, not quite sure how it's going to play out, but thinking of having sections from my book paired with the beautiful photographs of lesbians that she makes. So that's one. And finally, I really want to write about the TV series Gentleman Jack, which was shown here on HBO and is now available on iTunes.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I've had different ones at different times of my life, but the one I'm carrying around in my head now is from Gentleman Jack. Every day I rise above it.
And what does that mean for you?
Well, in my life I faced a lot of the same shit that she faced, amazingly, because, you know, I was born in 1940, like 140 years after her. But I faced a lot of the same things because gay liberation changed everything, and feminism. So that meant a lot to me, that statement, every day I rise above. In fact, that whole scene where she talks about she knows what people say about her and she sees how people look at her, and that's been my whole life. So that statement meant a lot to me, and I have done my best to do that. I don't think about what other people think of me. Otherwise, I couldn't have survived, because I look very gay. You know, it's not like I can pass. Every day, I rise above it.